Our Toys for Happiness campaign, it continues to roll right along. All we are asking, if you're listening to us this morning, if you can donate a new unwrapped toy and drop it off at boxes throughout the listening area, and you'll see those boxes, they're wrapped like big Christmas presents, and they've got our big flyer out on the front of the box. You can drop it off right here at the broadcast house if you want to swing by. And we certainly appreciate what you all are doing to donate toys to make sure that kids have something underneath the Christmas tree. We also can't do this campaign without help from the business community. We get the opportunity here on Palmetto Mornings to catch up with a lot of these business owners to hear a little bit about their backstory, what Christmas means to them, and why they are participating in this campaign. And that's true for our next guest. His name is Mike Boggs, and he is the chief people officer for Silfab Solar, coming soon to Fort Mill. And good morning to you, Mike.
Good morning
good
to
morning,
you both.
Mike.
Lucas,
yeah, thanks.
Ashley, thanks for having
thanks
us.
Thanks for being here.
Mike, we have given a lot of job titles before on this show. Chief People Officer is a first for us. So kind of tell
what
us
does that mean?
What that means there at Silfab Solar.
Yeah, I'll talk a little bit through that. Chief People Officer, most companies call it the Chief Human Resource Officer. So in my responsibility, my team works with the hiring of the employees, the HR policies, you know, making sure that we're keeping our folks safe and healthy and providing competitive benefits and healthcare plans and all those kinds of things, competitive wages. So chief people officer is maybe a newfangled way of saying HR.
Yeah. It's fun. I like it.
Yeah, when you say HR, people already go, man.
Yeah, the CPO.
That is cool. So you're currently hiring right now at Silfab Solar. And before we get into that, maybe explain to our audience what you manufacture at Silfab Solar here in Fort Mill.
Sure. You know, we're building the new plant here in Fort Mill. The plant will make solar cells, which are kind of the little squares that you see in a solar panel. Those things are then knit together in a manual process or a mechanical process. And it's very advanced. I say mechanical, but the machines and the robots do the work with the operators running it to make solar panels. So we call them modules, but a solar cell goes into a module, which is then a solar panel that you'll see on people's roofs, or you could see it sometimes in solar farms or commercial applications on the top of distribution centers. We're making about 1 gigawatt of power, translating that into things that people might understand. That could power as much as, say, 700,000 houses in a community. And then we sell those to either people who install them onto houses or sometimes, you know, the solar, our power grid in the U.S. with all of the AI data centers and things like that need electric power. So solar goes into a lot of those projects where communities may not have the capacity right now with their existing power plants.
So you can sell direct to the homeowner or like the developer of a housing development or a business, right?
Yeah, we usually sell to the person who installs it. Okay. So we don't sell directly to the homeowner. We sell to a distributor who then installs it on the house. We do sell directly to some of the commercial applications, companies that then turn around and use those projects for Microsoft or Google or things like that.
So with that being said, you all are hiring currently right now. You're kind of halfway through your hiring efforts. You got hundreds of jobs still left to fill. What kind of jobs are available there at Silfab Solar, and what kind of employees are you looking for?
Sure. We have really a broad spectrum of positions available, everything from engineers, obviously HR. We're looking closely to work with York Tech and local universities. I talked to Winthrop University a couple weeks ago to get people in. We're also looking for operators who can run the machine. So it is a very high-tech operation. So we generally bring folks in. We invest a lot in their training to learn how to run the equipment safely as well as efficiently. So we have we already have 500 employees that we've hired. At full operation, we'll probably get up to around 800. And like I said, hourly operations, maintenance technicians, engineers, professional folks, we're looking for all those folks. in the local community.
So. And I know that you've said here recently you've had some interview days and some job fairs. Okay. Are there more of those days coming up, or what do people need to do if they say, hey, I'm interested in working for Silfab?
Yeah, the easiest thing is to go to silfabsolar.com/careers, and you can see all of the jobs there that we have advertised. And of course, we do bring people on site for those interviews once they've gone through some initial screening. But we're looking for all kinds of workers. So sign up if you can. We're located really close here in Fort Mill. Good competitive benefits, good competitive wages, and we welcome everybody to look at those jobs and see if they join us in the solar industry.
We're speaking with Mike Boggs. He is the Chief People Officer for Silfab Solar, coming online soon there in Fort Mill. They're part of our Toys for Happiness campaign. Mike, you all are trying to get this business up and running. So what is it about taking on another adventure like Toys for Happiness that you all as a company said, this is something we want to get behind?
You know, I think part of our company values is to be a good neighbor, work in the community. We live here, we work here, we go to church here. Our folks, our kids go to school here. So giving our employees the opportunity to give back, especially in the Christmas season, I was at our employee lunch the last couple of days. We had four lunches to cover the four crews. Mm. And I was looking at the boxes. They're pretty much full. So we're gonna move some of those
toys. That's a good problem to have. Yeah.
Move some of those toys and keep the boxes open for our employees to be able to give and give back to the community that we live in.
Speaking of the community, as you know, Mike, there are families in the Fort Mill area that do not want you all to open. In fact, they would like for you to move away from the two neighboring schools there in Fort Mill, Flint Hill Elementary School and Flint Hill Middle School. What else can you say on behalf of Silfab Solar to these concerned parents?
Yeah, you know, I'm a parent. I understand and empathize with folks, especially with a new operation that it is located right behind the two schools that you mentioned. You know, our first value, our first objective is to be good neighbors and good, safe neighbors for both our employees as well as the folks that live here. We've put in place, first is compliance. You know, we follow all of the government regulations required for the type of operation that we have. Number two is over and above that, we have engineering controls, we have safety management. We work very closely with York County. In the process of getting the facility up and running, the fire marshal, we work closely with them, emergency management. So I think the key is that we continue to share with the community our what we're doing to make sure that we stay safe, we keep our neighbors safe, and I think the other thing is, you know, we'll have up to 800 employees out in the community who will be able to share, you know, what do I do on a daily basis? My first 2 days of work are 16 hours of safety training. And of course, that continues as people advance into their jobs. But keeping folks safe, being good neighbors, that's our primary objective. And as much as we can share that with the community, we want to do that.
As you mentioned, Mike, you are, you know, family guy yourself. In fact, you moved from another part of the state to come and work at Silfab. What was the attraction there?
You know, I lived in Greenville, South Carolina, worked for Michelin for many years, had a stint in Ford, then moved over here middle of the year. First of all, it's a lovely community. My wife and I love it. We live 6 miles from the facility, just in the edge of Tiga Cay. Obviously the job was very attractive. So, having the opportunity, HR, sometimes you see the good, the bad, the ugly, but they're, you know, being able to develop employees, a new workforce from scratch with the 800 folks that we're hiring, that really attracted me, living outside of the big city, but still having the small city feel. we've already floated down the river one time, not realizing it was 4 hours.
Yeah, it gets you every time.
Yeah, it does turn into a Gilligan's Island kind of scenario.
We were glad we took some water along with us, for sure.
Yes.
So getting involved in the community, learning a lot of the good things. We go to the Fort Mill Farmers Market. Mm-hmm. And so all of those things attracted me to move from Greenville over here to Fort Mill with Silfab Solar.
And then, Mike, what's the timeline to have that plant there or the facility there at Silfab Solar up and running?
So obviously we're still working closely with the county to make sure we're complying with all the things that they're looking for. So, it'll be soon. We'll give you we'll come back maybe and talk about it on the precise date, but we're planning to be operational here pretty soon.
Okay. Sounds great.
Mike Boggs, again, is the chief people officer for Silfab Solar. Silfab Solar is part of our Toys for Happiness campaign. Mike, thank you so much to you and the company for getting behind this effort and making sure that kids have something underneath the Christmas tree. We appreciate it.